For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Mr. Terry Nelson spent 32 years as a high-level official for the U.S. Border and Customs Agencies.
My commentary is on events transpiring in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and again, Nuevo Laredo, Tamaulipas, Mexico. These two are glaring examples of what the illegal drug market is capable of doing and becoming. 5 days of violence in Brazil's financial capital has killed more than 150 people, including 39 law enforcement officers. Nuevo Laredo, Tamaulipas, Mexico, is geographically closer to home. This week, similar anger and violence resulted in two state police officers being gunned down in broad daylight on a main street in Nuevo Laredo. Gunmen killed five people in separate attacks on Monday, bringing to 103 the number of slayings this year. It's only a matter of time before the drug gang violence in Mexico crosses the border in a big way. If they are able to intimidate police in Nuevo Laredo to the point where no one will move against them, the natural progression will be to become more aggressive in protecting their loads of narcotics further and further into the United States. The border will become a war zone for all practical purposes, even more so than it is today. LEAP does not encourage or approve of drug use. However, we know that prohibition did not work with alcohol and is not working with drugs, and that the only sensible strategy is to legalize drugs, have the state produce, tax, and sell them, thus removing the profit from the terrorists, drug gangs, and cartels. The resulting budget savings can be used to help people instead of hurting them. The only proper role for government is to protect citizens from violence and from threats of or incitement to violence. Now, this is Terry Nelson on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, at www.leap.cc.
In yet another vain attempt to get Karl Rove, surveillance scandals, and his own impending impeachment out of the headlines, President Bush this week announced several new initiatives aimed at calming political storms over border controls between the U.S. and Mexico. The administration hopes that building a fence and sending more personnel to the U.S.-Mexico border will disrupt drug smuggling. The initial estimate just to build 700 miles of fence is at least $2.2 billion. We first discovered a cross-border drug tunnel around 1990. Since then, these tunnels have grown in number and sophistication, being used to move tons of cocaine, marijuana, heroin, and methamphetamine, along with human beings, weapons, and cash, into and out of the U.S. The U.S.-Mexico border is 2,000 miles long. 6,000 guardsmen would hardly be noticed. Then there's the problem of corruption. Even some U.S. military personnel assigned to anti-drug work have gotten involved in drug smuggling. Most of our National Guard would remain honest, yet some would inevitably succumb to temptation or possibly be forced into crime because of threats to themselves or family members. The bottom line, don't believe the hype. The drug war can only be won after we repeal prohibition. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of drugwarfacts.org.
Please visit our website, drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.